Hi, it's Clint and Lyndon.
Welcome to Shove It Up Your Arwen.
As always, our opinions are our own and should be taken with a pinch of salt.
At the sound of the Arwen cow, enjoy the episode.
Everything clicked just then when you stretched.
Yeah.
Every single part of your body.
Yep. My 6,000 years old.
6,000 years old. Anyway, hi.
They're full of hay.
What?
Anyway, hi. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Shoved Up Your Arwen. I am one of your hosts, Clint. You can find me on Instagram at Clinty Sky Guy.
Have we dropped the Y?
What?
You're normally Clinty.
Okay, I'm Clinty. Or Clint. Okay. Just don't miss the N.
Clinty.
Clirty.
Lovely.
I do that at work all the time. Somebody asked me, what do you prefer, Clint or Clinton? And I was like, I only sign Clint because it's quicker to type. Yeah. So, and I put at the end of the email, just don't forget the N. 20 minutes later, this guy emailed me back and he went, it's taken me 20 minutes to stop laughing. Oh, God.
Bless.
Anyway, who are you?
I don't know.
You don't know. 6,000 years old.
Who fucking cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
No one cares. Anyway, great episode, so bye.
Yeah, bye. I'm Lyndon.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
You're what's left.
What's left? I am what's left of the meat being that was formerly known as Lyndon.
Ooh. Okay.
And you can find the remains of said being on Instagram. Pilgrim in the Mist.
Bro.
At this point, I'm just desiccated ruins.
You just thought you were going to say coconut.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say I am desiccated coconut. Okay.
That's my porn name.
That's you. That's my drag name. Yeah. Desi. Desiccated.
Desiccated.
Desiccated. Mm. Anyway. So we are going to talk about some stuff, but before we start talking,
are we?
Yeah, if you like some stuff, do we have a magical moment, or in your case, because you're extra, a spiritual moment? Your light language bollocks.
Yeah.
Shamala humala.
Shamala humala. yeah, I do. Do you?
Yeah.
Good. Who's going first?
Mm.
Okay, I'll go first. Mine has to do with the conversation we had earlier this evening.
You mean it happened a minute ago?
Yes! We were in the kitchen.
I don't mean the conversation, I mean...
Oh, no, not the moment. No. No.
Well, I didn't see that happen. Jesus did not enter the room. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He's always there.
But he's always there. That's
it
really
happened
weird.
When I had that hard conversation that I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And leading up to that, I...
Saw an angel.
No.
Oh.
Oh, this is kind really of in cool. line with that kind of wet nonsense.
I thought it might be.
But I don't care, because it's beautiful and it's lovely.
I saw a flower.
Oh, my... And I cried. no, leading up to this particularly difficult conversation, I'm not going to go into details because it's no one's fucking business.
It was about murder.
Shh, darling, shush. I wasn't sure what I was going to say or how I was going to do it, so I prayed and I asked God to send the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say. And when the conversation happened, there was this, well, I mean, now it's just gross because I cried and emotions are disgusting. But there was this wonderful moment where I broke down and I cried and the words just came. I knew the right thing to say and my prayers were answered.
Oh.
The Holy Spirit!
Oh my God.
Flowed through me and yeah, the right words were said at the right time and that's exactly what I asked for and I got it. So that's mine.
It's always good when you know the right time to tell someone to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To apologise after you've just run them over.
Oh dear. Okay, so my magical moment was quite weird. and I don't mind sharing it. So went to Rollwright Stones today.
Yes, you did.
And we did some healing for somebody. I'm not going to go into details about that, but I am going to go into details about my experience a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think people focus a lot on their positive magical experiences, and no one ever gives negative magical experiences or uncomfortable ones. It's all about successes, which is not a bad thing, but I think sometimes we need to engage with some of the things that go wrong.
I agree.
me and you have had conversations about healing.
Yes.
Specifically, our own experiences of it and thoughts around it.
Yes.
And although I think we both are quite proficient healers in our own ways, I steer clear of it probably more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems to tap into seership when I do it and can make it uncomfortable then. And that experience happened today.
Mm.
So we were in a circle around said person and we keyed in, fine. We grounded, centered, fine, brilliant. We then called on energy. So we did like the rooty thing where you call energy up from the ground, and then you do the thing where you call energy down from above.
Yep.
So I just did the three cauldron exercise because I can run that through in my head in a matter of minutes. And it's the two powers exercise for ADF, and I was like, that's easy, I can do that. So I ran through that, and then we were passing energy through us, the energy that we just connected with, mm-hmm. power, divinity, whatever, right through the right hand, receiving through the left, and then you just become a channel. So you kind of step your physical energy back and you let your physical body become just a conduit and a channel for that, so that your own life energy is not being used in the healing process. So you're just kind of like charging your battery up and charging the space. Perfect. In the middle of the circle, in the middle of the stones, really nice, surrounded by the stones, you almost hear them kind of resonating around you. It's awesome. And we did the healing and started healing the person in the center, and it did what it always did, showed me too much, and I was just like, I really don't want to know. I know the person and love them dearly, but it's uncomfortable, and it felt like prying.
Yeah.
More than anything else, it felt like prying.
Yeah.
And I can't help it. And I just thought, no, I'm going to step out, because one, I'm not comfortable seeing anything. And two, I would hate to think that, you know, that anything was revealed in this session, this healing, this prayer, in this magical moment, that he didn't want anybody to know.
Hmm. That's fair enough.
Whether I keep it to myself or not is irrelevant. It's boundaries, yeah, and I should be able to respect them, you know. And I was just like, oh, I don't like this, so I stepped out.
Well, I think that's very wise, because you're not only respecting his boundaries, but you're also respecting your own.
Yeah, because it's uncomfortable afterwards. Then, because like, how do you process that? You know, yeah. I've done things where I've been, you know, given quite harsh information or hard to see, hear, whatever. And then I've had to talk to somebody afterwards, you know. 9 times out of 10, it's the person in question. But this was touching, and this was raw for this person. And I thought, you don't need me to start questioning you and quizzing you on what I've just experienced.
Yeah.
You're already experiencing it. That's not fair. So, and I'm not going to breach confidence by then talking about it behind his back. So that's rude. So, yeah, that was my magical moment today. It was wonderful. It was great. It was a lovely day. But there, I've got to acknowledge that, like, there was a moment where I had to take stock, you know, and step away.
That's good.
Yeah. I think it's important to talk about. Are you right, love?
Yeah, tired. I'm just bored of you.
Oh, you absolute cock.
Darling, you make me weary.
You make me weary. I'm tired of your voice. Shut up and die.
Fun as dry toast.
What's wrong with dry toast?
Everything.
Oh, yeah, good point.
No, it's hay fever. It makes me yawn. It makes me cry.
You're very emotional today.
It makes my vagina very dry.
Oh.
It also makes me quite mad, it would seem.
Can you just carry on the episode for a minute? Well, I just calm down.
And breathe.
So what are we going to talk about? Cunt chops?
God. Gross. No.
Sorry.
What did we agree on?
I don't know.
Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Or is it God?
There you go. That's the one.
Yeah. Is it you or is it divine? Yeah.
I mean, the answer is yes.
That's easy. Whoever knew we could just be so succinct. Okay. So, let's take my experience today. Stop pinching my extra elbow skin, weirdo. How did you do that? Oh my god, there's so much. That's weird. Right, anyway. I want to hide my elbow. Weird.
You can touch mine if you like.
No.
Go on.
Oh no, you're all saggy. Sorry. Come on, can we focus? Because all I've done for the past 3 minutes is wheeze at these people.
Yes, you have. What were you saying?
I don't know. I said you were saggy. No, we were talking about, like, is it divine or is it you? Like, when you're doing something.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so... when you're praying...
Yes.
Then it's... you're obviously after intervention. Intervention? Intercession.
That's the word.
That's the word. Intervention, that's different.
That's different.
That's when you have a problem.
Yes.
So what's... but how... I don't even know what it means. I just know that it's an appropriate word and I've used it correctly in a sentence.
So intercession is when, like... so you would pray for a saint to intercede on your behalf. So they would take your prayers to God.
Right. And then what would happen?
Well, then God would answer it. It's a weird one. It's a hard one for me to wrap my head around because, like, okay. Technically part of me just goes, well, why can't I just pray to God? But the idea is that they're already up there. So... if I talk to them, then it's going to get a quicker turnaround, basically, because they're already in heaven. So they can just literally go, oi, have a look at this.
Ah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I struggle with the whole saint thing. Parts of the whole saint thing I struggle with. Not all of it, but parts of it.
Okay.
But let's look at it from a... okay, so I think a good perspective to look at to begin with. Let's go down the pagan route to begin with. Because I think there are a lot of experiences that pagans have, or practitioners of magic have, where I think they're trying to make out like something is happening, and it's just them.
There
isn't actually anything divine happening.
Yes. Yeah, I think there's real importance in what we've been doing, which is dividing things between secular and spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important.
So how do you discern between divine and you? How do you know that it's something divine happening and not just you being mental?
That's really difficult.
Yes.
Really. Divination's me.
Okay.
There's of course a spiritual element to it that doesn't ever go away. But the divination is that's secular, because that's just, it's almost like the science of observation, and divination is just using a medium by which to interpret the flow of events,
mm-hmm.
or the flow of energy, or the flow of thing, this, that, and the other. So you're using a, you're using a tool to measure a thing. So that's secular. I'm not asking gods to do it for me. I'm not asking for signs to be revealed. I'm merely looking at something and using a tool by which to measure it and understand it. you can apply that to, like, if you look, an electrician does exactly the same thing with their tools.
How does that apply to your experience with the gods and knowing that it's actually the gods and not you just having a moment in your
head? That one is nice and easy, because then I know full well that if I start thinking like in the background, like, ooh, there's someone in the room, like, and it's not, it's just me being a psycho.
Okay.
Because I know full well that tool don't do that. It don't do that. It don't do that.
It don't do that.
It can, but then that's different. If you're actually after an active engagement with a spirit, then that's fine. But it depends on the use of, I think. And you've got to be careful of, like, sock puppeting. Like, there's a lot of discernment around it. I think in pagan circles, the thing that gets missed, because a lot of people, we've had this conversation where we've said that Christianity kind of fills a lot of pagan gaps, where, for example, you know, you've got the threefold law, which is just do unto others, mm-hmm. for example. and you've got this kind of, like, idea. Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
What was I saying about sock puppeting? I was saying about sock puppeting. Oh, yeah, no, that's it, discernment. That in Christianity, you can't question God. If you get a message, it's a message. If you get a message from God, it's a message.
Yeah.
You don't question it. Nope. Never question it. But that's not the same in paganism. And it shouldn't be either. Because there's a million reasons why you should question it. It could just be you thinking. Like, so you need to question it. You need to question it with tools like, for example, your tarot cards. And like, for example, so if you get a very conflicting message, you're like, oh, right, okay, it's just me thinking shit. You see?
I do.
It's when you get...
Most days.
Synchronicity. It's when you open your eyes. It's when you get synchronicities that add up together, you know, and you get what you think is a message while you're out walking your dog, and you think, oh, okay, well, I'm going to quiz that in a minute when I get home, get my runes out, and the runes say the same message. You know, you light a candle, you light some incense, and you go, please send me the message again. Here's your opportunity. And you get the same message again. You're like, right, okay, well, that's real. You know, if you get a different message, you're like, okay, well, then obviously I was just thinking.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I don't think enough of that is done.
So going back to your comment about if you get a message from God, you don't question it.
I think there is a thing, isn't there?
Yeah, we have a slight different approach with regards to Catholicism.
Catholic!
It's different for the Protestants because they're mental. They are bloody mental. You look at all these bloody evangelical nut jobs that you see. Shamala Hamala.
Mega churches.
Mega, yeah.
They're just Booyah.
Awful.
You're making too much money and not helping the homeless.
And, you know, and anything bloody goes. But, like, within the Catholic Church, I would say we are probably... I think, in one sense, I think it's a bit of a shame. We are the most logical of the churches, really.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also a bit of a shame, because you kind of miss and lose out on some of the mysticism that we've got a rich history with.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good one to go on is possession.
Yeah, there's loads of things.
You don't just, if someone's exhibiting signs of, like, demonic possession, it's not just, there's a devil in their chair. There is if you're a Protestant. You get slapped around the face with a Bible and you have a little shimmy shake and dance on the floor and then you're cured.
Mm-hmm.
But in Catholicism, they recommend you go to doctors, you see a psychotherapist, all the necessary protocols are put in place. Yeah. And if there's still an issue afterwards, then it's like, okay, this is something serious. It's the same with miracles. If there's a miracle that happens, there is a huge amount of discernment.
Yeah, rigorous testing.
Even when I was doing my RCIA, Father Mark would stress, you know, if you're hearing voices, chances are it's probably not the voice of God. No. It's like God talks to us in different ways. It's not to say you won't hear a voice at some point, but the likelihood of God going, Lyndon, this is what I want you to do, is, like, well, rare. Extremely rare. Doesn't mean it's never going to happen.
No.
But chances are God's going to communicate with me in different ways. And yes, it's the same with you. It's about discernment. It's about opening your eyes to well, this has happened consistently for the past however long. Maybe yeah. this is what's meant to be.
Well, the first three virtues in ADF are piety, wisdom, and vision. You know, so you've got to stay pious and think, okay, right, that I've got to act with piety and be aware that I have to act in a way that honours and act respectfully. And, you know, if a vision or a message comes through, you know, you need to take it on the value that it could very well be that, you know. But again, you need to react with wisdom. You know, wisdom is... Knowledge is knowing that tomatoes are fruit, and wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. So you need to discern whether the knowledge you've been given is
right. Why can't you put tomatoes in a fruit salad?
If you ever give me a fruit salad with tomatoes in it, I'm going to just tip it on the floor in front of you.
I'll still make you eat it.
Off the floor?
Yeah.
Eat it. Get down and eat it, you pig. And then vision is about, you know, broadening your horizons. Like, you've got one message. Brilliant. Can you expand on it? Yeah. Is it really finite? Does it actually go any further? If it doesn't go any further, actually might not be that important.
A lot of this comes down to our original point from our first episode, which is no one is fucking special.
No.
Because a lot of the time when people are like, oh my God, I'm so in touch with Hecate. Oh my God, she speaks through me. It's ego. And I think people need a big dose of humility and understand that actually the gods or God don't always speak to you because they got bigger fish to fry. And maybe they will communicate with you, or maybe they'll send a servant to talk to you. However, it doesn't mean you're flavour of the month, and it doesn't always mean you're going to get spoken to all the time.
Oh, am I going to upset somebody if I say this next thing I want to say?
Say it. Do it. Don't say it.
I get a little angsty.
Yes.
A little bit angsty.
Yes.
When people make a self-claim that they are the priest or priestess of... Let's pick on Hecate again.
Okay.
It bugs me. It bugs me because I think to myself, okay, so you have a liturgy, you have a set of things that is always going to be the thing you do every single time, and I could go up to another priest of Hecate and get exactly the same thing. Yes? No. Mm-mm. No, never.
This is
that bugs me. Because I just think...
Yeah. Using religious language with regards to... And again, I'm not... I don't mean to point fingers and...
Pick. No, not at all. And it's just a personal
angst. This isn't me being a Christian pointing a finger and being like... Bah!
Although that's exactly what you're doing.
Well, yeah, it is. But like, not with any like direct malice. It's not because I'm a Christian. It's because I've been pagan first, so I can do this. But...
It's true! Paganism was your gateway drug to Catholicism, let's be honest.
It was.
Totally is. Smells and bells.
Smells and bells, honey. The problem is, you can't, or in my opinion, I don't think you can use religious wordage around certain pagan faiths because they're dead religions. They are! They are. It's neo-paganism.
Yes, it is.
You can't reconstruct a dead religion.
Yeah, the cult of Hecate ended.
What you can do is you can take the information that's there and make something new.
And make a new one.
Exactly. Yeah. That doesn't make you a priest. It makes you a devotee.
Yes. Yes, which is why,
or
like...
a follower of.
Yeah.
But, like, if you turn around and you're like, oh, I'm a high priest. A high priest of what? What fucking church? What cult? What?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. You can't... Oh, it just irritates me.
Yeah, a Wiccan high priest, I would have a little bit more respect for, because I know that you have 3 degrees of initiation, that, you know, there is set rituals, and I know that.
Yeah.
And I would be like, okay, can I get this then? And they'd be able to go, yes. And then if they couldn't do it, I could go to another high priest and still get the same shit.
Yeah.
And go, sorry, Harold couldn't do this for me. We'd had this conversation. Can you now do this for me? And they'd go, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You know, and there's consistency across that. And I think
it's why...
this isn't necessarily going to be something that doesn't happen I think there's definitely, it's definitely growing, but what this is exactly what makes me worry,
yeah,
is when you get somebody who goes, I'm a high priest of, again, Hecate, let's just pick on, I feel really bad, but let's just pick on Hecate for a bit.
She,
I'm
probably gonna get
shot. But people go, oh, I'm a high priest of Hecate, and I'm like, who told you that? Hecate did. I'm like, did Hecate really tell you that? Or did you just tell yourself that I am dedicating my life to one goddess, that makes me a priest? No. It makes you a dedicant.
Yeah. And then that little voice in the back of the head said, you're a high priestess.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, yes, Hecate gives you autonomy over your life.
Can we also just take a moment? A lot of people will dedicate themselves to a goddess or a god for like a year, and then all of a sudden they're like, yes, I'm a high priest. Being a priest in the church takes 7 years.
Mm.
How long is your dedicant program taking?
So far, 3 years.
And how long until you can actually become a priest within ADF?
Probably another 2.
Precisely. So, like, you're working your ass off for it.
Fuck
whereas
yeah.
Being a solo act and spending a year lighting a few candles and doing the fucking dipnon or whatever once every dark moon doesn't even make a priest or no. priestess.
No, and like the
ego.
The thing that goes in the background, like what often isn't thought about, is the fact that, like, on top of that, I've got a mental health first aid certificate, you know, to deal with people suffering mental health crisis. So that if I'm ever in a situation where somebody's having a spiritual and mental health crisis and like they're really struggling with something, I'm actually equipped to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, you tell me another priest that has that. You know, to be a priest through ADF, you have to actually observe, document and provide a written understanding of your country's bylaws around religion.
That's good.
You know, you are calling yourself a priest, right? And saying that what you do comes from a divine power. Are you, though? Is it, though?
Yeah.
Or is it just you sock puppeting? It's just you. Just this energy
pure,
is just coming from
pure
you.
Pure ego.
And it's so... I really, really want people to have this. I would really love people to have it and be able to be priests and priestesses. But
there's definitely
temples,
room for it to grow.
There's loads of room for it to grow.
Problem
but
is,
these temples have fallen.
Yeah.
And you need to rebuild them from
temples
the ground
have fallen, the
up.
Religions are dead. It doesn't mean... It's like with... Okay, so it's like with Mara Starling, her partner Matthew, Moss Thingy Bopper. What's his name?
Moss Thingy Bopper. And Witch of Slothropia.
Yeah, Slothropia.
No, I can't say things.
They have made their... Oh, because their coven is...
They've got a coven, yeah.
Red Serpent?
Something like that, yeah.
Red Serpent Coven, something like that.
It's
or the
cool.
Red Serpent Tradition. It is cool. But they've accumulated a load of folklore, and rather than try and reconstruct dead religions, they have taken their folklore and they have made something new.
Yeah.
And within that coven space, they're free to grow and make their own titles and their own... They're not pretending to be anything.
No.
They've made something new. And that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the time nowadays, what we have an issue with especially with society and young people, yes, everything is acceptable, or a lot of stuff is acceptable and accessible. And I think people are so used to being able to get stuff immediately. People aren't prepared to wait or learn and discern and grow properly. It's all ego driven, and unfortunately a lot of people aren't used to hearing the word no nowadays.
Yeah. So I really like it when this whole discernment process, finding out whether it's divine or just you, I really love it. And I've been doing it ever since I had that reading when somebody told me you've just got to listen, and I was like, oh, I'm being an arrogant prick. And I remember it all the time.
Mm.
And this was years now. Oh, I can say the word decade. God,
we're
old.
And
I'm so fucking
dry,
old. Right. So it was
like a craggy
decades
cliff.
Ago now. I had that reading. Fuck. But I always remember it. And it's important.
Remember it now. Give it another decade.
Give it another decade. I'll probably be dead.
Memory will become cloudy like...
Milk.
Milk.
Cloudy milk.
Nice.
Oh, Cats away. I don't know why I did that. So, stop it. I can see you. I can see you.
I should hope so. And all the servants. I'm sat right next to you.
Scurry away. What was I saying? Yeah, so I like doing the discernment thing. I really, really enjoy it. And I remember really, really good slap on the fucking hand when I'd done a reading for myself. And then I went and did a talk. And the reading was, the reading I did before the talk, and then I got a reading after the talk. No, I did a reading at the talk. So I was demonstrating something with my rune dice. And it was really funny because I then couldn't give them, I couldn't tell them what the message was. So I did a reading and it said, yeah, it'd be great. Just don't get into any arguments. Don't start in any way that you wouldn't want to finish. You know, make sure that, you know, you start from a good place. And anyway, I wanted to borrow the car to get there and...
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, and I fell out with Wayne over it because I was being a dick. And I was just like, I want the car, blah, 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 blah. I got my own way. And I was being a twat, really. He would have said yes. I was just being a twat because I was just like, no, I need to go to this thing. I need to do it. I'm going, I'm presenting, blah, 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 blah. And actually, if I'd have been patient, it'd have been fine. And I wasn't. And then I got there and I did another reading. And I got, you fucked up, didn't you? I got a reading that was like, Hagalaz, Isa, and one about relationships, I can't remember which one. And I was just like, oh, shit. Which effectively means that you put a stop to it yourself. Like, you know, I can't remember what, I got a few runes. And I kind of sat there and I went, oh, that's why. And like the whole room was just like, what, why, what happened, what? And I was like, ah. Can't say shit. And I was just like, you know, so every now and again I remember that reading I got ages ago that said listen, and then this reading I got that reminded me when I didn't, and how important it is to take note and then to double up again and do it again to make sure that you definitely got it right. You know, you check your spelling on things when you send messages. Well, I do anyway. You know, why wouldn't you have the same mentality around spiritual and magical working?
Yeah.
You know, check it, check yourself. I used to say when I was a teenager, I used to go check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
Just before I got into a fight.
We used to go at school, we'd go, watch, shh, don't cry, have a milkshake.
Oh my God, you're such a child.
I know. It was great. I remembered it the other day. I was like, oh my God. And for those who are, well, obviously everyone's listening, no one's watching. When you do the shh bit, you drag your middle finger across your lips. And then when you say don't cry, you do like two fingers up, down past your eyes. And then you give them the, you're a wanker
symbol sign with your hand. With the milkshake. Have a milkshake.
Such a stupid thing we used to do in the 90s.
Do you know what Wayne said to me in the shop the other day?
What?
Milk, lemonade, round the corner.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
And we were in the shop and I was like, is something wrong with you? And this guy, like...
That was
like,
so good.
Like, that 5 yards away, just started giggling. And I was like, you're just wrong. And Wayne was like, he got it. And I was like, everybody gets it. Just get out.
Oh, I love that.
Milk, lemonade. Oh, we had fun. Anyway, back to the topic.
What are we talking about?
How do you know God's doing it?
Discernment. You don't.
Oh, get.
It's true. Honestly.
Fuck off.
It's true.
Your first answer... That was so gay.
It's true. Stop it.
First answer was yes to all of it, yes. And now you're like, you don't.
And?
You're just an enigma.
I can be contrary.
No, stop it.
You don't own me. I don't belong to you.
You don't own me.
Disgust me. So, you don't. Basically, if you're, well, unless you're a Protestant... Fucking crazy. You don't. It's been very humbling. I mean, I once upon a time was pagan, and I once upon a time consorted with demons. No, I didn't.
No, I know you didn't.
No, I didn't. But, and I went through the whole thing of, well, am I really getting a message? Am I not getting a message? Is that, you know, is that, well, whatever. Let me do some divination and figure it out. I did all that. Now, I go to church and I pray. And I get radio silence. So, but, it, like, the whole point is faith. It's annoying. It's frustrating. But you gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith. Doom, doom, doom.
It's true. You do. You have to have faith. And it does pay dividends. The amount of times I've gone and I've prayed and I've asked for things and, like, or I've begged for things and pleaded. And, I mean, if it's just, like, trivial bollocks, then it's never going to happen. Like, you're talking to a being of cosmic, like, amazing.
The cosmic.
The cosmic. And you're like, oh, I need, like, 50 quid for a new shoe. Please. No.
But yeah, but then it's... that's when you do the secular stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's when you fling a psalm out.
But, like, you know, there have been moments where I've been like, oh, okay, like, you know, this is serious. I need this, and I'll pray for it. And I don't even worry about getting a response. I literally pray, I lay it at the feet of the Lord, and then I leave it.
Lay it at the feet of the Lord!
Praise Jesus! and I have faith that it'll come through. And you know what? It does.
I don't think there's enough conversations in pagan circles about faith. Because it's so, so important to just... And faith is...
Faith is as faith does.
I guess. But faith is this kind of like trust thing. And it's trusting that when you ask a spirit for something and, you know, just like you ask a spirit for something and you just trust. And you just trust that it's been heard and it'll be answered appropriately.
But it depends on, you know? So for you, yes. But if we're talking to people who are, for example, witches...
Because I'm a druid.
They're making spiritual contracts. So it's got nothing to do with trust and everything to do with the fact that you've made a binding contract.
Yeah. It's just good business. I think based on sorcery, you've contractually bound the two of you to an agreement.
Yeah. And if one of you doesn't fulfill it, then the other one won't.
Yeah.
So if you say, I will give you offerings every week and then once a month I give you a big one.
Yeah. But
and then you don't.
But like, then... That's spirit contracts, which is fine. Yeah, now, you see, this is where witchcraft differs from...
But you see, you also see it quite a lot. And again, you've got a different approach with your gods as well. Because, I mean, a lot of people with their gods, pagan gods, it's tit for tat.
No.
I'm giving you this offering. Please give me something in return.
No, they deserve offerings. They should have offerings anyway. And the thing is, if you do that, you never have to ask them for anything.
All Jesus wants is my love. That's all he wants, honey. He wants a piece of this. All of this.
Sorry, just... thought of a piece of it. Not that piece, you disgusting cretin.
I said nothing. They were your words. Those were your words of choice. They came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Those words came out of your dirty cunt mouth.
You're the one filth. I called cunt chops earlier, so shut up.
Filth.
Filth.
Dirty.
Yeah, I don't know, because, like... Yeah, so I think this is possibly why I have faith as opposed to, like, I don't need to worry about transactionary things. There are transactionary things. If I did work with ancestors, there'd be more transactionary.
Tit for tat.
Get off my tits! Weirdo. If I worked with ancestors, there'd be more tit for tat because it'd be like, I'll give you some stuff if you help me out with this. You know.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Ancestral work. But, like, again, that's the difference between whether or not you do veneration and worship or not.
Yes,
and I do veneration and worship, which means you just give offering.
Prostrate yourself.
Never. you just give offering. You know, occasionally I'll visit and go and spend time with the spirits.
Okay. But I was going to say, where are you going with this? I visit and go. Where?
To the other side.
Okay.
So I don't like saying it because it sounds really woo-woo.
And to the beyond!
To the beyond. To the further.
Ugh. The further.
Shut up! That film made me cringe so much. But, yeah, and that might be a time when I take something special for transaction. But I've built that up already because I've made offerings. I do offerings every day on the grounds that we just keep our connection. That's it. And I offer them three things, and all I want them to be is kin. That's all.
Oh.
That's all. So it's only to be kindred with them, you know. And yeah, it's like, so you kind of build that. So then you can kind of just have faith in them that they're always like, always watching your back, always looking out for you, always, you know. So yeah, it's, which is why discernment is important. Like I'll often, like something really good will happen and I'll be like, I was only thinking about that the other day whilst doing my daily, you know, ritual. And I'll be like, was that you? And I'll just drop some cards or drop some runes. And the answer will be yes. And I'll be like, okay, you know. Then I might make a bit of an extra effort to make some offerings in thanks. But it's certainly not transactionary. And I think the way you approach things determines whether or not you are working more than likely in a secular way. Or again, like if you were to make a contract, for example, how again would you know that it was the contract fulfilled or not?
Because you got what you wanted.
Yeah, but did the spirit do anything?
Well, yeah, because it's part of the contract, isn't it?
Yeah, but did they do it? Did they do it? This is the question about it, isn't
it? But
it
depends on what it is and it depends what the contract is.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean,
of course, because you give time limits and stuff. So if it happens within a year, okay.
Or it could be a long-lasting contract. It could be power. It could be for wealth or whatever. And if money's flowing your way,
yeah,
you know, we have them in Catholicism, folk Catholicism, to be honest.
Do you?
Yeah, well, yeah, because we have novenas. So you do a novena to a saint, and it'll be, this is something really serious. I am praying to you. Please take it and lay it at the feet of the Lord, on my behalf. Pray, you know, intercede for me. Blah blah blah. If you do this, I will do this.
Right. Yeah.
So you'll do. You'll pray for 9 days, or you can pray three times a day for 3 days, for the quick and easy one. Or whatever, and but you have to. You've got to fulfill your vow, and you get like cold saints and hot saints, and hot saints are people that not hot.
Cold saints and hot saints.
Yeah, so it's, I think it's a load of bollocks, to be honest. But the within the folk sphere, cold saints are saints that are quite chill. They're quite relaxed about.
Right.
Yeah. They're relaxed about, like, if you don't fulfill your vow on the promise immediately when we hit the last day, it's no problem. Don't worry about it. Just do it when you can, and that's great. Hot saints are the ones that get very angry. They get very kind of hot-tempered, and bad things happen to you and your life.
What are you going to do? Stamp your little ghost feet?
Well, no, there have been stories in the past of people not fulfilling their vows, and then their houses burn down. You know. But
I do.
Is that actually the spirit, or is that just because you left a candle burning on your bed? Well,
you're doing a novena. Like, they're often candles, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So it's a difficult one. Like, a little bit of discernment there. I don't really put it, like, hot saints and cold saints, I don't put much into it. Yes, they were people. Yes, they had certain personalities. But you've got to remember, these people work for God's court. And God isn't exactly going to be like, yes,
I love using the term court.
Go and help them. But, you know, if they don't behave, feel free to burn their shit. Like, no, God wouldn't do that.
No.
So I don't really put much stock in it. at all.
No, I don't know. Yeah, no.
The only contract I have with God is once a week he asks me to eat his flesh and sup on his blood.
That's gross. Although that's still something I haven't done yet that I need to do.
No,
not a mass. Shut up. No, a red meal. I need to do a red meal.
Okay.
So, and I need to do that and I keep forgetting. I just need the right time and the right place. I want to do it in the garden, but Wayne's still working. It's the garden.
Sunday, 11 o'clock at the cathedral.
Cock off, fuckface. No.
Salt me with that sinful orifice.
Why'd I do that? Okay. So what do you reckon then, if I said about that that healing thing that we were doing today?
Yes.
Was that secular or was that divine?
Irrelevant. What a weird question.
You had two options.
What a weird thing.
So hang on. So I opened myself up to be a conduit for healing energy go towards
I know all that.
Well, all right but, then, clever right, crogs.
No.
Was it divine just said, or was it
is
secular?
Is it secular or was it divine? Okay, well, who was doing the work? Were you asking for a god to come and heal him or were you as a group trying to heal him?
As a group.
So then it was secular.
Good. Cool. Same. That's what I think. I'm only asking your opinion, dear. Don't get so irate.
You know.
This is an podcast, this is what it's for.
It's basic.
All right, bitch. Fuck it is. Hell.
Well, if you all sat around and kumbayaed and prayed to a deity to heal him, then it would be divine.
Yes.
But you didn't.
No.
So it's secular.
However. A person across from me.
Yeah.
Considers a great spirit. Doesn't really have anything like, but that's divinity.
Yeah.
And when you do anything like that, you're calling upon Great Spirit.
Okay.
So for that person, is that divine or secular?
They would view it as divine. Yeah, because that's where they see all energy coming from.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is where the grey fucking blurring of the lines is, isn't it?
Yes.
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 Yes. So,
but we weren't asking her, you were asking me.
I was asking.
And in my opinion,
I was asking.
That's
you.
What I think.
So it's secular. I agree with you. It was just tuning into the energies of the space and directing it as healing.
Yeah.
That's all it was to me. And that's it, which is secular. Because it's just energy is everything. Everything is energy. It doesn't matter. So, yeah.
God made energy.
Get off me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Catholic weirdo. Get back to your chilly saints. Get off. Stop poking me. Fucking hell. No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
Just stop it. Stop it. So do you do any secular stuff now?
Yes.
Like?
Protections, blessings.
Oh, yeah, good point. I did hear a good thing today.
What did you hear?
I was like, no one should ever need to curse anybody. Just undo their blessings.
It's just mean.
That I love that.
That's not what Jesus wants.
I didn't ask what Jesus wanted.
Well, I'm so glad.
Why would I?
No, I do. I do. I do stuff.
You do?
I do. I do blessings. I do protections. I do all of that. I don't know why I'm getting out the Bible. I'm fishing
it's
out the Bible.
It's a nice Bible. It's got gold bits in it.
Oh, who doesn't love gold bits?
Oh,
so we're fishing around
bits.
in the Bible.
Why are you fishing around in the Bible? I need to get a book now. Let me get a book. Here's a book.
Why do you need a book?
Here's a book. See, because I've just bought Suzanne Rant's The English Runes. And right at the back, there's a really good bit with, I think it's 20-something. 20-something translated rune spells. Ooh. A lot of them are bindings, actually, which I thought was really, really good.
like a fourth I know, if men shall fasten bonds on my banded legs, so great is the charm that forth I may go. The fetters spring from my feet, broke the bonds from my hands. I love it. It's from the Poetic Edda.
Oh, yeah.
Beer I bring thee, tree of battle, mingled of strength and mighty frame, charms it holds and healing signs, spells full good and gladness runes. So there's loads of these, which is kind of cool. And there's reference to that. And see, this is interesting because, like, you could use the runes secularly.
Yeah.
However, some of the runes are associated and directly tied in with specific gods. So then that rune would be acting divinely. I think the runes are divine anyway, so, you know, whatnot. But I think a lot of it comes down to personal reflection and personal feelings about where the line between divinity and secular spirituality stops. Are you right, dear?
What have you found? No, I'm trying to find something.
You found a bit you haven't read yet?
No! Well, there's loads of it I haven't read, but like I'm working my way through it. No, I'm trying to find the bit.
The bit.
Here we go.
Oh, you ready, people?
This is the bit where basically we're given permission to do shit.
People
all think it's priests and shit. And I mean, yeah, they've gone through the training, so yes. But with regards to like blessings, protections, if you want to go as far as saying exorcisms. John, no, that's wrong. Luke.
It's you Luke. Can't even say the first word.
It's Luke.
What is?
Luke, chapter, I don't know what chapter we're on. 10,
it
I
says
think.
It.
Yeah, Luke chapter 10. So we're here, another exorcist. So John answered, so you've got true greatness. So what are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's not Luke 10, that's Luke 9, that's Luke 10.
This is Luke 10, yeah.
So it's Luke 9, 46.
All right, love.
Learn to read a Bible.
God, I'm young.
Ish. Somewhere.
So an argument among them arose among them as to which one of them was the greatest. But Jesus, aware of their inner thoughts, took a little child and put it by his side and said to them, "Whoever welcomes this child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For the least among all of you is the greatest." Right? Then we have another exorcist.
Sorry, John say, answered, sorry. The bit with the, what did he do with the child?
Sat it on his knee.
Just a random child.
He's Jesus, he can do what he wants. He made the fucking thing.
He just picked up a random child from a playground. On my knee.
Just snatched
sit there
it.
And shut up. Yeah.
Have you seen those adverts of the priest
the
snatching
priest with
people?
The ginger kid.
Yeah, and it's then really the music. Catholic priest.
Yeah.
He basically did that. Anyway.
Yeah, go.
So, another exorcist. John answered, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name and we tried to stop him because he does not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, 'Do not stop him, for whoever is not against you is for you.'" So that's Jesus basically saying, if he's one of us,
he was doing
let
the right
him do
thing,
his thing.
To let him get on with it.
Exactly, yeah. Just because he wasn't one of the main disciples, and they're all like,
he wasn't a main character. That's fine. He can
you
still
can't
do it.
Sit with us, so
even
you can't
if he's
do
just
it.
An NPC, he
exactly.
can still do it.
So, in that little bit, we have authority basically saying, you can do this stuff. So I have my permission to do my secular stuff, as long as I adhere to the other rules of Jesus, which is,
don't be
love
a cunt.
Thy neighbour as you love yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So
be nice to people.
I don't do curses. I don't do any baneful shit.
That's fine.
I do.
But
nice
you know
things.
Me. So if you ever need one,
you're touching me.
Sorry. If you ever need one, you know where I am. Darling.
I do.
Darling.
I do.
Okay, get off me. Ow. Ow. Brittle bones.
Mine or yours?
Mine. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I don't do cursing. I don't do anything mean. I just do blessings, protections.
You do plenty of things that are mean.
Yeah, but just orally
mean, vicious.
And, you know.
They're normal though.
Yeah.
They're just human things.
Oral flagellation. Just like that. Just like that.
Anyway.
So, yes. So that's what I do. So just blessings. So yeah, I do plenty of secular stuff.
Fab.
Well, secular, is it? Yes, it is. Because it's my own practice. And I use the psalms for stuff.
Yeah,
and things
psalms
like that.
And...
I mean, it's still technically within the religious wheelhouse.
Well, yeah, but then, to be fair, so is mine. Mine is still within the religious wheelhouse of Druidry. Like.
But it's not going to Mass, which would be, like, the main religious ritual that
Same.
I would do.
And mine is not within... I'm not speaking to the spirits of my kindred. I'm just working on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
There we go. That's it. I think we've done it.
I think we've done it. I don't know whether we've covered what we wanted to cover or not. We had a good rant.
We have.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
You needed this.
I did.
You did?
I did.
That's good.
I felt it in my gubbins.
Gubbins.
Mm. Gubbins.
My gubbins.
Gubbins. I keep using the word... Keep using the word gusset at work.
Nice.
Because I know it's quite an evocative word.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep mixing it with the word sopping.
Sopping gusset. Gross.
Yeah. It just makes everybody halfway through their emails go, ugh. And like recoil from their keyboard. And just go, ugh. Did you just... I'm like, no. I wouldn't say anything like that.
That's so grim.
I know. It's great. I love just being a cat amongst pigeons every now and again.
Oh.
Which is why I'm really looking forward to the company conference on Monday. And dressing like a disco ball. Did I show you my shoes?
You did.
Oh,
they're amazing.
Can't wait. Anyway, this has been Shove It Up Your Arwen. And we have been your hosts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clinty and Lyndon. You can find us on the internet. On Instagram at Shove It Up Your Arwen. On the internet, just... Shove It Up Your Arwen. We're on most podcast providers like Apple and Spotify and Google.
And you know what? Mm. As we're recording this, it's Pride!
Oh, happy Pride!
You're gay.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Yeah, happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Because for some people it's really hard at the minute.
It is.
And I really worry. I don't want to talk about that because I will get on a massive tangent.
You'll spiral, and I don't have it in me to help you through it.
Mm-mm.
I should leave.
Mm-mm.
And just leave you as a puddle.
Mm. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.